好，我知道在这个疫情很严重的时候，有许多的弟兄姐妹相当的焦虑。
So I do know that many of our brothers and sisters, we are in great anxiety because of the pandemic.
我听说有一个牧师一天之内接了，从一个姐妹接了四个电话。
So I heard from a pastor that he received four calls from a sister alone.
因为都非常的焦虑，不知道要怎么样子来应付这个疫情。
Because there's a sense of great anxiety of this inability to know how to handle this outbreak.
我就想起我小时候曾经看过一个日本的电影。
So I was brought into memory of this movie that I've watched when I was younger.
这个是一个很老的电影，至少有60年老了。
This movie is at least 60 years old.
是讲到一个日本的武士，叫做宫本武藏。
And it speaks of this samurai by the name of Miyamoto Musashi.
那么说是这个武士有一次在一个饭店里面吃饭。
And so part of the movie, it shows this samurai having a meal in a restaurant.
那么他的仇家呢，要暗算他。
And his enemies were trying to assassinate him.
所以也走进这一个同样的饭店。
And so they too walked into the same restaurant.
这个宫本武藏就发现他有人在想要对他动手。
So this samurai all of a sudden realized that he is under danger.
那个饭店里面比较脏，有很多的苍蝇。
And there were many flies in this restaurant because the restaurant is quite a filthy place.
宫本武藏就拿起面前的筷子。
The samurai picked up his chopsticks.
然后呢，就在他的面前，咚一下子，一个苍蝇就掉下来。然后咚一下子，又另一个苍蝇就掉下来。
And very quickly, he demonstrated his ability to catch flies with his chopsticks, one after another.
很快，他面前就一大堆死苍蝇。
And so, all of a sudden, in front of him laid many dead flies.
他的仇人看到这个情形。
After his enemies saw the scene,
赶快就跑掉了。
They fled for their lives.
为什么讲这个故事？
So why am I telling you this tale?
现在我们的仇敌也是很希望能够来搅扰我们的心。
We do have an enemy that wants to stir us into a messy state.
果然有不少的弟兄姐妹现在就中了我们仇敌的计。
And we do have many brothers and sisters who have fallen into this ploy of our enemy.
所以我们现在是需要让我们的仇敌能够看看我们的本事。
And this is the very moment that we need to show our ability before our enemies.
我们的本事不是来捉苍蝇。
But our ability is not the ability to catch flies.
其实我们一点本事都没有，我们完全是靠着我们的主。
In all honesty, we are incompetent, but we do have the strength of our Lord.
所以我们在这个时候更要表现我们的信心。
So at this moment, all the more we are to display our faith.
让我们的仇敌看见。
Such that our enemy is able to witness.
那么我们就会百毒不侵。
And we will be undefeatable.
我们今天讲到的题目是不洁净了，不洁净了。
The title of the sermon today is Unclean, Unclean.
大概在一个月以前，
About a month ago,
我忽然发现我有点发烧。
All of a sudden, I realized I was running a fever.
所以我赶快就从我的办公室回家了。
So I quickly left my office.
果然，我是有一点低烧。
And indeed, I did have a fever.
发低烧，没有什么了不起。
So the temperature was quite low. It wasn't a big deal.
因为发低烧有恋爱的感觉。
Because when I was having the fever, I also had a sense of being in love.
那么休息了一下以后，这个烧就退了。
The fever left me after I rested for a little while.
但是我的太太喜灵，她就认为我一定被感染了。
But my wife was sure that I had been infected.
所以呢，她就要这个让我要离她远一点。
So she wanted me to stay further away from her.
有的时候她在厨房里面工作。
Sometimes she is working in the kitchen.
那我要进厨房拿一点东西。
I wanted to go into the kitchen to get something.
所以我就大声地说，不洁净了，不洁净了。
So I would scream very loudly, unclean, unclean.
所以她就知道我要来了。
That way she would know that I'm approaching.
所以这个当然是我们自己家里面的一个笑话。
Of course, this is something of a more casual manner in our home.
一个礼拜以前。
But a week ago,
我知道我要今天晚上要讲道。
I found out that I was going to preach tonight.
我忽然觉得主就是要我用这个来作为题目，要讲这篇道。
I was impressed that I am to speak on this as the sermon.
不洁净了，不洁净了。
The fact that there is unclean and unclean.
这一句话是从利未记里面的一个经文来的。
This is taken from Leviticus chapter 13.
只说到身上有长大麻风灾病的，他的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇，喊叫说：不洁净了，不洁净了。
Anyone with such a defiling disease as the leprosy, must wear torn clothes. Let their hair be unkempt, cover the lower part of their face, and cry out, unclean, unclean.
在利未记里面11到15章记载了什么是洁净，什么是不洁净。
In Leviticus chapter 11 to 15, it is recorded what it means to be clean and what it means to be unclean.
这里面描写的有许许多多的情况是不洁净的。
There are a variety of situations that are regarded as unclean.
还有什么食物是不洁净的。
There are also the food types that are regarded as unclean.
这里面特别提到的就是长大麻风的是不洁净的。
Having leprosy was given a special mention as something that's unclean.
在这个写这个圣经的时候是大概3500年前，那个时候不知道长大麻风是传染病。
At that time, it was not known that leprosy, at that time, as in 3,500 years ago, more than, sorry, 3,000,
大麻风现在我们知道它是由病菌造成的。
So right now we do know that leprosy is caused by germs.
但是那个时候不知道。
But 3500 BC, they did not know that.
但是知道长大麻风会传染。
But they do know that it is infectious.
所以神就告诉当时的以色列人。
So the Lord told the Israelites at that time,
长大麻风的人要分开来，不能够跟一般人来住在一起。
That whoever has leprosy needs to isolate themselves.
他们如果要进到城里面的时候，
If they are to enter into the cities,
他们也要一面走路，一面要喊说不洁净了，不洁净了。
They are to call out, I'm unclean, unclean.
所以呢，人家就可以离他们远一点。
So that people would know to shun them.
所以所谓的叫做 social distance 在3500年前就已经有了。
So what we understand as social distancing, it was already happening 3500 BC.
头上长结子掉头发的也不洁净。
And those that would have boils and swellings the hair, that is also regarded as unclean.
但是这段经文里面也特别提到，如果头上掉的头发只不过是顶门秃，还是洁净的。
But this has also made this particular passage has also made mention that if the person is to lose the hair from the front of his scalp and has a bald forehead, then he is clean.
所以感谢主，我们教会里面有不少弟兄还是洁净的。
So we thank the Lord that many of our brothers in the congregation, they are still regarded as clean.
那么有许多食物也是不洁净。
There are many foods that are unclean.
神为什么这么介意洁净和不洁净呢？
Why is God so particular about what it means to be clean and unclean?
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
That is because our God is a holy God.
利未记十一章四十五节说，我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In Leviticus chapter 11 verse 45 is recorded, I am the Lord who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore be holy because I am holy.
饮食的境界以及生活习惯的约束使神的选民能够分别为圣。
In the various restrictions when it comes to eating habits as well as just general living habits would set the people of God apart as holy.
违反境界的就是不洁净。
To go against these restrictions, that would be to be unholy.
那么一个人如果说不小心犯了这些诫命的时候，他不洁净了以后，怎么样能够变成洁净呢？
So how is the person to become clean if they are to make an offense against these restrictions?
甚至有的时候长了大麻风的人，他们也可以被医治，他们要怎么样变成洁净呢？
So after a leper, for example, has recovered from leprosy, how is he to then become clean?
这些人当然应该戒除不洁净的食物或者生活习惯。
Those who are regarded as unclean, they are to immediately rid themselves of all these restricted rituals.
不像我们今天洗个手就洁净了。
It is unlike how we are clean when we wash our hands.
它有一个非常冗长的程序。
There is a very prolonged and extended procedure.
这个当中很重要的是一个祭司所扮演的角色。
And the priest plays a very important role in this procedure.
好比说长大麻风的，他现在大麻风已经没有了，他洁净了，他要怎么样子去做呢？
So with the leper, for example, what is he supposed to do?
利未记十四章二节说，长大麻风得洁净的日子，其例乃是这样，要带他去见祭司。
The regulation given to someone who has recovered from leprosy is that at the time of their recovery, they are to go for ceremonial cleansing, and they are to be brought to the priest.
那么祭司呢，有个冗长的礼仪的程序要做，那一共要八天。
And there is a very extensive procedure, a ritual to carry out, and that would last 8 days.
那么利未记十四章十节这样说，第八天他要取两只没有残疾的公羊羔和一只没有残疾一岁的母羊羔，又要把调油的细面依法十分之三为数祭，并由一罗格一同取来。
So it's recorded that on the eighth day, they must bring two male lambs and one ewe lamb, a year old, each without defect, along with 3/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering and 1 log of oil.
然后说把燔祭跟素祭献在坛上，为他赎罪，他就洁净了。
And after that, there are two.Offer up the burnt offering on the altar together with the grain offering and make atonement for them, and those who recovered from leprosy will be clean.
这个都是祭司要做的事。
These are all ceremonial actions that are to be carried out by the priests.
要杀三只没有残疾的羊羔来献燔祭。
That there are to be three lambs without blemish that are to be offered up.
献祭有什么意义呢?
So what is the meaning of this sacrificial offering?
我们可以在新约圣经的希伯来书里面找到有很多的讲解。
In the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, there are many explanations.
希伯来书是新约圣经里面的书。
The book of Hebrews is one of the books in the New Testament.
离利未记大概写作的时间相差的1500年。
So there are about 1,500 years in between the writing of the book of Hebrews and the writing of the book of Leviticus.
希伯来书的作者就特别为在古时候献祭是什么意义做的一些解释。
And so the author of the book of Hebrews made some explanations of what it meant back in the day when there were sacrificial offering.
当祭司把那个羊给杀掉的时候
When the lamb is slaughtered by the priest,
羊的血要流出来。
There needs to be the flowing of the blood.
这个血是要流起来的。
This blood is to be kept.
那么这个血呢，要拿来洒在很多的东西上面，要使得这些东西都变成洁净。
And it is to be splashed across many different items such that these items can be cleansed.
它有它的属灵的意义。
There are spiritual meanings behind these gestures.
因为这血就是神与你们立约的凭据。
Because it is said that the blood of the covenant is that which God has commanded us to keep.
所以就代表在没有杀这些动物的时候。
So without the slaughtering of these animals,
我们犯罪的人就是这些不洁净的人是跟神是分离的。
We who have sinned against God,We who are unclean, we are separated from God.
必须要流了血以后，然后呢，神跟人之间重新有一个立约的关系。
But that there needs to be the shedding of the blood such that there can be a relationship tied together by the establishment of a covenant.
所以借着动物的死，使得我们人跟神重新和好。
So by the death of a particular animal, we are able to then be reconciled to God.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。
It's recorded, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
Yet at the same time, those sacrifices are annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
因为就算是杀了牛、杀了羊，一个人如果犯了罪，这些罪怎么就能够除掉呢？
Because even with the slaughtering of these animals,how can a sinner be rid of his sins?
所以很明显的，这些公牛和山羊的血只不过是一个预表，是一个代表将来要发生的事情。
So the shedding of the blood of the bulls and goats, that is only a symbolic ceremony that foreshadows what is to come.
所以献祭能够得到洁净，能够除罪。是因为将来就是在利未记写利未记的时候他预表了将来会有耶稣来到我们当中。
So with the sacrificial offering of these bulls and goats, it is to point further down into the future to represent Jesus as the one who is able to remove all sins.
所以整个的利未记所有的洁净的程序都预表了耶稣。
All these procedures for a person to become clean, they all point toward Jesus.
耶稣我们把他叫做是新约的大祭司。
So Jesus, as we understand, he is the high priest.
圣经这样说，在约翰一书第二章二节，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
in 1 John chapter 2, it is written, He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the world.
所以耶稣基督他做了一个特别的事情，使得所有天下普天下的人的罪都能够除掉，使得我们这些犯罪的人跟神的关系重新和好。
So Jesus did something that was very special, such that he's able to atone for the sins of the world and reconcile us back to God.
约翰一书说得很清楚，这些羔羊献祭的羔羊是要没有残疾的。
In the book of Leviticus, it is stated very clearly that the lamb that is to be offered up is to be without blemish.
那么为我们成为祭品的耶稣，他也是全然无罪，他连原罪都没有。
Jesus, who is the atonement on our behalf, he is without sin, not even the original sin.
什么叫原罪呢？
And what is the original sin?
就是我们人生下来就有的罪。
And that is the sin that we are born with.
这个是从我们的祖宗继承下来的。
And this is the sin that we have inherited from our forefathers.
耶稣为了要没有继承这样的罪，所以他变成人的时候，他是独生，他是童贞女所生的。
To be without this original sin, Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary.
所以他只有母亲，没有父亲。
He only has the mother, but not the human father.
因为圣经说我们的原罪是从我们亚当最早的我们的祖宗亚当所传下来的。
For we are told that the original sin has been passed down through the generations starting with Adam.
所以我们都不洁净。
So we are all unclean.
我们都犯了罪。
We have all sinned.
我们一般人对罪的了解有三个层次。
We generally have three understandings when it comes to sin.
最低等的层次是法律上的罪。
Of the lowest rung is would be the offense against the law.
这个是以证据为依据的。
This would be something that is based on empirical evidence.
你好比如说你闯了一个红灯。
For example, you ran a red light.
但是因为你闯的时候呢，没有一个警察在旁边给你开一个罚单。
But because you were not given a ticket by a police because the police wasn't there to witness it.
所以你就逃之夭夭。
For some reason, you are able to escape, the law.
所以就不能够定你的罪。
So there is no, verdict that can be given to you.
那么这是最低层次的罪。
This is the lowest rung in terms of the nature of sin.
稍微高一点层次是道德上的罪。
But of a higher level, that would be a sin when it comes to morality.
这是以我们良心为依据。
And this comes as, with the conscience as the base.
但是自从我们人类犯罪了以后，
However, after we've all sinned,
我们的良心也靠不住了。
We cannot fully rely on our conscience.
特别是一个谎话讲久了以后，自己都觉得它是真的。
Especially when we think of our lies as truth after we've just spoken a lie over and over again.
良心已经麻木了。
That there is a deadness to our conscience.
但是神眼中的罪是以圣经为依据的。
But when it comes to the sin in God's eyes, it is with the Bible as the yardstick.
永远不会改变。
That it will never be changing.
而且圣经里面对罪这个字，我们英文把它翻成 sin。
When it comes to the word sin, well, in English, it is called sin.
那么这个字的字根是一个人射箭对着一个靶子射箭，因为力气太小，这个箭呢、没有到靶子就掉下来，这叫 sin。
The word sin has the root word for the word sin comes from a description of how an archer wants to hit the target with an arrow but misses the target。
罗马书这样说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In the book of Romans, it is written, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
我第一次读这段经文的时候，我觉得哦，我们这个神好像很喜欢人家拍他的马屁。
When I first read this particular verse, I thought, "Wow, this God loves people to pander toward Him."
因为人家如果没有给他荣耀，我们就犯罪了。
It is as if because we refuse to give Him glory, and so He thinks that we have all fallen short of His glory. But that's actually not the meaning.
我的意思是说，神的标准是荣耀的标准，我们人达不到这个标准，所以我们人都犯罪了。
But it really is telling us that the glory of God, the standard of God, is so high such that no man can reach.
神看我们不光看我们的行为，也看我们的内心。
That God does not only look at what we do, but He also looks into our hearts.
我第一次读马太福音的时候
，When I first read the book of Matthew,
我就很惊讶的发现，他说：“你虽然没有杀人，但你恨一个人，你的罪是跟杀人的罪是一样的。”
I was very shocked to read that.Jesus said, even though you have not physically murdered someone, but to hate someone is of equal, results or consequence.
我那个时候是一个, assistant professor.
And at that time, I was an assistant professor.
那么我系里面有一个比较年纪大的教授。
And there was a more elderly professor in my school.
常常给我穿小鞋子
and always was giving me issues.
所以我看他真是不知道该怎么办
And so I really did not know how I should regard this more elderly professor.
他年纪也不是太大，所以离退休还早呢
So he's not quite old or old enough to retire.
所以我心想怎么办呢
So I was thinking, oh, what should I do?
最好的办法就是他出去给车撞死。
Oh, and the best way that I could think of was that he would be on the road and somehow he would be knocked over by a car and he would die.
所以我读了这个圣经以后，我就知道我已经犯了杀人罪。
So after I read what was written in Matthew, or written in the Bible, I knew that I've in fact committed murder.
再往下看几行。
And to look further down from that particular passage,
他说你虽然没有做奸淫的事情但是你看了一个女人你心里面动了不好的念头你犯的罪就是奸淫罪。
So even though someone has not physically committed adultery, but to think and look at a woman in a way that is adulterous would also mean that the person has committed adultery.
啊这种罪我那个时候就天天犯。
And so when it comes to a sin like as described,it was a daily occurrence for me.
感谢主，现在年纪大了，这种罪犯的少了。
I thank the Lord that with age, this particular occurrence has also been much reduced.
这个大概是变老的唯一的好处。
This might be just the only benefit of becoming older.
上帝不光看我们做事情的结果，他也要看动机。
God not only looks at what is the end result, but He also looks at the motivation.
不是所有的做好事的人都没有犯罪。
It's not as if, as long as you do good works, you are without sin.
因为你如果做好事的原因是希望出名。
So for example, if you're doing good works, but you wish to become famous because of the good works.
希望你做好事的时候这个电视台都来采访你，然后在网上面有很多的报道。
That you want many media coverage on your good deeds.
圣经说，这样的好事你做的越多，你犯的罪也越多。
The Bible tells us that the more we do good work, such as described earlier, then the more we have sinned.
不该做的事情做的当然是犯罪。
So what we are not to do, and yet we do it, that definitely is sin.
不该想的，你想了也是犯罪。
But what we should not have thought of, and yet we thought of, that is also sin.
最糟糕的是，你该做的没有做，也是犯罪。
The worst is what you ought to do, yet you do not do, that also is sin.
好比如说你现在有饭吃。
So for example, right now you have food to eat.
但是你看到旁边一个人他饿了他没有饭吃。
But you see that someone next to you does not have food to eat.
你没有把你的饭分给他吃。
That you have, and you did not share what you have with the person who does not have.
你也就犯罪了。
That is sin.
圣经上面说我们要用从天上来的事情很光明的事情充满我们的思想。
The Bible tells us that we are to fill our thoughts with thoughts that comes from above.
是光明的事情。
That these are things of light.
但是呢我们上网去看一些乱七八糟的东西。
But oftentimes we fill our minds with all the trash that is there for us to take in online.
因为上帝的标准这么高。
Because the standard of God is so high.
所以圣经上面有一句话说没有一人连一个也没有。
We're told that in Romans, the Bible tells us that there is no one righteous, not even one.
过去没有，现在没有，将来也不会有。
There wasn't any in the past, not in the present, and none in the future.
在神的眼睛里面，我们每一个人都是罪人。
In the eyes of God, all of us are sinners.
我们每一个人都是不洁净的。
All of us are unclean.
所以神在2000年前来到人间。
So over 2000 years ago, God came to be among us.
他取个名字叫做耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
我们都知道在2000多年前的今天他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So we do know that over 2000 years ago, he did die on a cross for our sins.
他被钉十字架的地方叫做格格他。
Where he was crucified, the place, the name of the place is called Golgotha.
希伯来书对于格格他有相当多的这个属灵的描述。
In the book of Hebrews, there are many descriptions of the place Golgotha.
因为他把格格他把它象征成为这个旧约时代的至圣所。
In the book of Hebrews, it describes Golgotha as if the Holy of Holies back in the Old Testament.
那么在圣殿里面有两层幔子。
In the temple, there are two layers of curtains.
那么第二层幔子的后面那个地方就叫做至圣所。
The room that is behind the second curtain is called the Most Holy Place.
每年只有大祭司的时候每年只有一次这个大祭司可以一个人进去。
Annually, there's only this one particular occasion when the high priest is able to enter into the Holy of Holies.
他进去之前一定要献祭要杀死羊或者牛。
Before he enters into the most holy place, he is to offer up a sacrifice of a lamb.
然后他要带着这些动物的血亲自为自己和百姓的过错来献上。
And he is to offer up the blood of the, land, of the sacrifice for his sins as well as the sins of the people.
每年只做一次。
And this is done once a year.
希伯来书的作者这样说，但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。所以他这里说，耶稣基督就是那个大祭司。
So in the book of Hebrews, it tells us that, in fact, Jesus Christ is the high priest. For it says, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands.
所经过的那更大更全备的帐幕不是人手所造也不是属乎这世界的并且不用山羊和牛犊的血乃是用自己的血只一次进入圣所成了永远赎罪的事。
The tabernacle that he entered is more perfect, not made with human hands, is not part of this creation, and he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption.
这段圣经的前面说到耶稣是那个大祭司。
What came before this particular passage tells us that Jesus Christ is the high priest.
然后这段圣经的后面说到耶稣基督用自己的血献上。
Then this passage, the latter part of this passage tells us that Jesus offered up his own blood.
所以耶稣自己变成了那个祭品。
So Jesus himself became the sacrificial offering.
就成就了在利未记里面所讲到的献祭要杀的那些羊，他所流出来的血乃是预表耶稣基督。
So he's able to fulfill the whole purpose of when the bulls and the goats were sacrificed, that he fulfills all the symbolic pointing toward him as the sacrifice.
耶稣被钉在十字架上面。
Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
全身被鞭子打得血肉模糊。
That he was terribly lashed.
但是他在十字架上面却大叫。
But on the cross he screamed.
他说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
这是路加福音第23章34节所说的。
This is recorded in Luke chapter 23 verse 34.
这也是所谓大祭司的祷告。
This is the prayer of the high priest.
为所有的人类祷告的。
To pray for all of mankind.
十字架是一种很残酷的死刑。
With the crucifixion comes the most cruel form of a death penalty.
诗篇第22篇是大卫王写的。
Psalm 22 is written by David.
所以大概是在耶稣来之前1000年的时候写的。
So this was about 1,000 years before Jesus came.
它里面写到耶稣基督钉十字架的情形。
It does speak about the description of what it was like for Jesus to be on the cross.
这很明显的是个预言。
This is a prophecy.
这些事情并没有发生在大卫身上。
These did not happen on David.
而是发生在将来要来的大卫的子孙耶稣身上。
But that it was to happen on the one who will be regarded as the true David, the descendant of King David.
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我的心在我里面如蜡融化。
As I am poured out like water and all my bones are out of joints, my heart has turned to wax, it has melted within me.
我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
My mouth is dried up like potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death.
犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们砸了我的手，我的脚。
Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me.They pierce my hands and my feet.
我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我。
All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me.
他们分我的外衣为我的里衣研究。
They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment.
这些全部应验在耶稣的身上。
All these were fulfilled on Jesus.
所以耶稣替我们付了极大的代价。
Jesus paid an extremely great price for us.
我常想，我说神的儿子耶稣来到世上要为我们付罪的代价。
Oftentimes I think about this, that Jesus, the Son of God, came on earth to pay the price of sin on our behalf.
但是罪的终极代价就是到地狱去。
But the ultimate price of sin is to be in hell.
所以耶稣基督一定替我们去了地狱。
So Jesus must have been through hell for us.
地狱的定义是什么呢？
So what then is hell?
就是一个没有神的地方。
And that is a place that is without God.
与神永远也彻底地分开的地方。
A place that someone is eternally and totally separated from God.
耶稣果然他在十字架上的时候他就与我们的天父分开了。
And Jesus on the cross, he was separated from his Father.
马可福音第十五章三十四节这样子说。
In Mark 15, verse 34, it says,
生出的时候耶稣大声喊着说伊罗伊伊罗伊拉玛撒巴哥大尼翻出来就是我的神我的神为什么离弃我。
At 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以耶稣基督与神、父神完全分开。
Jesus was totally separated from the Heavenly Father.
因为钉在十字架上面的耶稣那个时候已经不是神。
Because the one who was crucified on the cross, he is no longer God.
他是一个人。
He is human.
而且不但是人，他是代表古往今来所有人的罪的，一个最丑恶的人。
Not only is he just human, but he is a human who carries on him all of the sins through all of time.
所以他就为我们所有的人类付了罪的代价。
And so he has paid the price for all of mankind.
回到我刚刚开始的时候讲到的宫本武藏。
To come back to the samurai, Miyamoto Musashi that I mentioned earlier.
这个宫本武藏他这个电影是有好多集。
It was a series, so there are multiple, sequence.
其中有一集就讲到他的一个故事。
There was one that spoke of this particular story about this samurai.
说到他有一次去帮助一个他的朋友。
He said there was once he was trying to help a friend.
他的朋友得罪了他的仇敌，所以说被仇敌包围起来，已经快要被仇敌杀死了。
So his friend had offended some enemies and the enemies surrounded him to the point where he was about to be killed.
宫本武藏自己知道他过去加进去打也打不过。
This samurai, he knew that on his own he will also not be able to defeat, these enemies.
所以他就走到那些仇敌的面前。
So he walked to face these enemies.
他说我愿意为我的朋友死。
He said, I'm willing to die for my friend.
他就把他的刀，那个日本人的武士刀很大，他有两把刀，都丢在地上。
So he drew out both of his swords and threw them on the ground.
然后束手就准备他的这些敌人们要把他杀掉。
And so he was preparing himself to be killed by these enemies.
当然他的敌人最后没有把他杀掉。
But in the end, the enemy did not kill him.
因为如果把他杀了大概就没有下一集了。
Because if he is to be killed, then there is no next episode of this particular series.
我就记得我说怎么世上还有这么傻的人。
At that time, I remember thinking to myself, how can there be someone who is so foolish?
居然去为别人死。
That he is willing to die for someone else.
后来我读到圣经的时候，
But later on, when I came across the Bible,
我读到耶稣的故事，
I read about the story of Jesus.
我心里面非常的感动，
I was very moved.
因为耶稣也是为别人死，
Because Jesus did die for another.
他也为我死。
He died for me.
最近这个疫情非常的严重。
So we do know that, this outbreak is very, very serious.
在比利时有一位老太太。
In Belgium, there's this elderly lady.
她的名字叫 Suzanne Hoylett.
Her name is Suzanne Hoylerts.
已经90岁。
She is 90 of age, 90 years old.
她就生了这个病。
And she contracted coronavirus.
那么她需要用呼吸机。
And she needed a ventilator to breathe.
但是医院里面只有几部呼吸机。
But there was a very limited stock of ventilators available in the hospital.
这位姐妹就跟医生说。
So this elderly lady said to the doctor,
她说我已经过了一个非常好的人生。
She said, I've lived a good life.
把这个呼吸机留给别人用吧。
Leave this ventilator for someone else.
他自己愿意把他活命的机会留给别人。
So she was willing to give up this opportunity for her to live on and pass on this opportunity to another.
果然，这位老人家就死了。
And so this elderly lady, she did pass away.
她也是一样，她有活命的机会，她却选择了把这个机会让给别人。
She too, she had this ability, she had this opportunity to live on, but she was willing to let this opportunity go to another.
她做的事情跟耶稣很像。
What she did was very similar to what Jesus did.
我在网上面看到一个另外一个人就讲这个故事。
I read about this particular story from another writer.
那么那个人说，你看这个老太太，她满脸都是爱。
So this online writer wrote that, look at this elderly lady, her face is just filled with love.
她的每一个皱纹看起来多美丽。
Every wrinkle on her looks beautiful.
我也非常感动。
I was very moved.
我心想，我如果得到这个病的话，我会不会把这种生存的机会让给别人？
I keep wondering if I would pass on this opportunity to live to another if I'm to contract COVID-19.
我心想，哎呀，我还有几个非常重要的实验还没做呢。
I was thinking, well, I do have a few more rather important experiments to do.
主啊，我现在不能死啊。
Thinking, Lord, I don't think I can die at this time.
可是我转眼一想。
But yet, I think.
我这一生已经非常蒙主的祝福。
I've been greatly blessed by my Lord.
我已经做了许多我意想不到的实验。
I've already completed many experiments that were out of my even expectations.
我已经跟这位老人家一样，我有一个好的人生。
That like this elderly lady, I too have lived a good life.
如果我生了这个病。
If I am to contract this disease.
如果我过世的话。
If I'm to pass away.
我知道我会到哪里去。
I know where I'm going.
因为耶稣基督已经为我预备了永生。
Because Jesus has prepared eternal life for me.
想到这里以后，我心里面就非常的坦然。
And when after I arrive at this final point, I feel very at ease.
我晚上这个刷牙要睡觉的时候。
So after while getting ready for bed, when brushing my teeth.
我在镜子里面看看我自己。
I looked at my reflection in the mirror.
我看看我脸上的皱纹是不是都带着爱。
I was looking hard at my wrinkles and wondering if they all carried love.
我看到的就只有满脸横肉。
There's a lot of sagging flesh that I see.
Thank you for your translation.
Ha ha!
最后我们讲一个耶稣的故事。
Let me close with this story about Jesus.
耶稣基督那个时候已经要上，快要上十字架。
At this time, he was on his way to the cross.
他最后一次往耶路撒冷去。
This was the last time that he entered Jerusalem.
经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
He did pass through Samaria and Galilee.
进入一个村子。
He entered into a village.
有十个长大麻风的迎面而来。
And there were 10 men with leprosy who came toward him.
远远地站着高声说，耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
So they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus Master, have pity on me, on us.
耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
And when he saw them, Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priests.
我们从利未记里面知道，这个被大麻风被医好的是要去找祭司看的。
So in Leviticus, we now know, so now we know from Leviticus that, when someone is healed, they are supposed to go look to the high priest.
耶稣在这里说，你们去把身体给祭司看，意思是说你的大麻风已经好了。
So Jesus here telling these men with leprosy to go and look, to show themselves to the priest indicates that they are already healed of their leprosy.
他们去的时候就洁净了。
So when they went, they were cleansed.
当然他们很高兴。
Of course they were overjoyed.
内中有一个见自己已经好的就回来大声归荣耀与神。
So one of them came back and gave glory to God in a loud voice.
又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
He also threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
这人是一个撒玛利亚人。
This man, he was a Samaritan.
耶稣说，洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9?
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你了。
Then he said to the Samaritan, rise and go, your faith has made you well.
注意啊，耶稣在这里对这个人说，说你的信救了你，没有说你的信医治了你。
We do take note that what Jesus said to him is that your faith has made you well, that your faith has saved you.
如果医治的话，只不过是他的身体。
If it is just about healing, then it's only of his body.
但是一个人如果得救的话，他是整个的身体跟灵魂都得救了。
But if he is to be saved, then he is saved as a whole person.
这十个人当中只有一个人，他的身体跟灵魂都得救了。
There is only one among the 10 whose soul and body were saved.
另外那九个只有身体得到医治，灵魂没有得救。
The other 9, they, even though their bodies were healed, their souls were not saved.
我们知道长大麻风它的属灵的意义就是人犯了罪，离开了神，不洁净。
We do know that leprosy does represent symbolically the separation and the sin that we have committed against God.
所以只有这一个回来再来找耶稣的，他整个人包括他的灵魂都得救了。
Only this one who, this solitary person who came back to Jesus was saved in both body and soul.
太多的人来到耶稣的面前。
Too many people have come to Jesus.
只求身体的医治。
Only asking for the healing of the body.
或者只求一些物质上面的一些帮助。
Or just to help in terms of material needs.
甚至有些学生第二天要考试， 跟耶稣说，主啊，你让我得一个 A。
Even some students, they might say, "Oh Lord, can you please help me get my A?"
这些都是像那九个人一样。
These carry the same attitude as the nine.
我们真正的来到神的面前，要求我们永远的得救。
When we truly come before God, the true request is to say, "Lord, please save me."
这样的人首先要认得，晓得自己是不洁净的。
But when a person is to do so, he or she must first recognize that we are unclean before a holy God.
我们身体再健康，但是我们灵魂却犯了罪。
Even if we are healthy in terms of our bodies, we have committed sin.
我们必须要承认我们是不洁净的。
That we are to acknowledge that we are sinful, we are unclean.
然后谢谢耶稣替我们在十字架上面付了罪的代价。
And at the same time, to thank the Lord for paying the cost on the cross on our behalf.
所以我们可以真正的变成了洁净。
Such that we can again be made clean.
因为在哥哥他的那个大祭司已经用他自己的血替我们付了代价。
Because the high priest of Golgotha has already offered up his own blood to pay the price on our behalf.
你如果今天晚上愿意在主的面前说我不洁净，愿意得到主的医治，让我灵魂得救。
If this night you are willing to come before the Lord to say, "I am unclean, the Lord, do save my soul."
你如果今天愿意接受主耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主，请你就举手向神表明。
If you are willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I do ask that you can use this function, and raise your hand.
你跟主讲，你说我是不洁净的。
You can tell the Lord, "I am unclean."
感谢主，现在已经有九个人举了手。
Praise the Lord, we see that there are nine hands that are raised.
我们谢谢主在2000年前替我们在十字架上面完成了救赎。
We want to thank the Lord that 2,000 over years ago, Jesus did die to complete the salvation.
还没来位，你愿意今天晚上信耶稣的，请你在神的面前用 Zoom 的方法来举手。
Are there more who wants to believe in Jesus Christ?
还没来一位。
Are there more?
今天是圣诞节。
Tonight is the time when we remember Jesus' suffering.
在圣诞节的时候向耶稣说，谢谢你，我愿意做你的门徒，这一辈子来跟随你，是非常有
用的。It is very meaningful for someone to proclaim to Jesus or confessing to Jesus to say, "I would want to become your disciple on this night that I remember you who have suffered for me."
如果你今天愿意举手决志的话，我们就更加的高兴。
We will be in great joy if you would raise your hand and say, "I do believe in Jesus." Or I do want to believe in Jesus.
感谢主，我们一起做个低头，做个祷告。
Lord, we thank the Lord, and now let us bow our heads to pray.
父神，我们感谢你，你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Oh Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins.
我们实在是不洁净的人。
We are unclean people.
受你的儿子的宝血洁净我们。
But that we are cleansed by the precious blood of your Son.
我们今天可以靠着你耶稣的血来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that by the blood of Jesus we can come before you.
能够与你立约。
That we could be in covenant with you.
我们知道今天晚上有特殊的意义。
We do know that there is a special meaning to tonight's gathering.
我们为十位举手的这些新得救的慕道朋友们来感谢你。
We do want to pray for these 10 who have now confessed their willingness to believe in Jesus.
求你祝福他们一生。
Lord, may you bless their lives.
天涯海角，不管他们走到哪里。
Wherever they are, whichever corner their paths bring them.
你的慈爱，你的恩惠，永永远远不离开他们。
That your steadfast love, that your grace will never depart from them.
我们也为我们在座的这些弟兄姐妹们来祷告。
We want to pray for all brothers and sisters.
求你继续的使用我们这些不配的人来传你的福音。
That you continue to use us to proclaim your gospel even though we are undeserving.
这是我们第一次在网上面举行布道会。
This is the first time that we have conducted an evangelical meeting online.
求主继续的纪念。
Oh Lord, may you continue to have us in your remembrance.
我们奉耶稣基督的名向你献上我们的感谢祷告。
It's by the name of Jesus Christ that we lift up this prayer and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.